13th parak of Menachas 9th Mishnah shows the oil of Nistaif. He said this show should be an oil and regarded mum. Imrotza yovah b'dom of shnayim. Now, he could, when they sell it, he could bring with the value of the sale two of them. Because he was already Mekayim, his ikur neder, by proclaiming this, the tova, by proclaiming this oil. Now that he has the money, as long as he brings it as a korban, even if he brings it as two korbanos, he can do that. Shnei shvarim elu oil v'nistavu, he proclaimed two oxen as oilers, and they became they got a mum. So when he redeems them, imrotzi lovi b'dmeimecha, he can bring one animal with a total value of the two of them. Rebbe oisim, Rebbe prohibits it. He's also disagreeing on the ratio. He holds in both cases you should give what you originally said, even though it got a mum, and you buy a new one. Ayal zeilu v'nistayv imratzi lovi b'dom of kevis. If he said an ayal, a two-year-old kevis, should be an oil and got a mum, then when he redeems it, he could buy with the money a kevis within the first year of its life. Kevis oil v'nistayv imratzi lovi b'dom of ayal. Also here, that once he proclaimed this as a korban and it got a mum, then with the money he could buy a different, an older sheep. Rabbi Yosef, also over here, Rabbi says, if you made a proclamation that this should be a korban and became tummy, the gadamum, you should buy the same type of animal. He said, one of my sheep should be hektish, or one of my oxen be hektish. So hektish we go lechumra, and you have to give the bigger of the two. Shloisha, but if there were three of them, abeinu nishvem hektish, then it's enough to give the middle one. Yeah, because this is better than the smaller one. Yeah. He said, I specified a certain type of animal, I don't remember which. My father said that he was mafresh one, he didn't tell me which one. So here, everybody agrees you have to bring the largest, even though there is a benini, because here maybe he was mafresh that he wants to give the oldest, the biggest.